About half the renters in the Seattle region are paying too much for a place to live. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, they're paying more than a third of their household income to stay in their apartments. As KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports, many people are slipping down the housing ladder as rents continue to rise.
From richer zip codes to poorer ones, everywhere renters are stressed. And rents have been rising in the 2 years since the census data was gathered. When we asked about affordability on Twitter, this is the story we heard. Sudden rent increases and big moves to try to find cheaper places to live. Edwin Garcia and his wife Shannon were living in Kirkland when their landlord dropped the bomb. A 25% rent increase.
So it was just going to throw us completely a haywire. I mean, we were already skinny on the skin of our teeth most of the time.
So they moved across the pond to Lake City. Shannon found the apartment with the garden that put them, at least for now, on the right side of 30%.
We ended up signing the biggest lease we could in 2 years.
The Garcias make more than the Seattle median of about $55,000 a year. In fact, Edwin Garcia makes $75,000, so Lake City was affordable for them. But not for everybody.
That's where we used to live.
This is Anthony Fox, and he doesn't live there now because he could no longer afford the rent. His husband, Robert Darden, lost his retail job last year.
And that's essentially why we started looking around for where could we go.
And the Darden Foxes have an income that's below the Seattle median, which makes it harder to find a new place to live. They moved south to Westwood Village off Delridge. And now the rent there is going up.
Just over 35%.
And that means rent is about to cross over to the dark side, well past 30% of their income. 30 is an important number. Michael Rourke, Senior Vice President of Washington Federal, says it's not a rule. It's
a good target.
A third of pre-tax income is really about half of a family's disposable income because of taxes. That implies half for housing and half for everything else. O'Rourke says when people spend too much on housing,
with the lack of disposable income, you have a much greater chance for failure because there's so much less cash available each month for emergencies.
Fox and Darden say this latest rent increase is a real problem. They already moved 17 miles to stay in the city, but staying put will force them to cut cable and the gym. There's some comfort knowing that some of their friends are in the same boat. They wonder,
is there a way for them to stay in Seattle? Do they need to go as far as Shoreline in order to be able to afford the rent?
So far, the Darden Foxes are trying to stay in the city.
Robert has been applying for jobs. I actually am up for possibly a promotion at work.
As the pressure rises, people hope that with more discipline or good fortune, everything will work out. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.